What is love? Glad's bike helmet is purple with little sparkles that flash in the sun as she rides along the beach. It has a little gold crown with rhinestones on the top. You can tell she loves wearing her bike helmet. Bill takes her for bike rides too. He helps her get ready in the morning, gets her clean, brushes her teeth and her hair, picks out her clothes for her, and helps her get dressed. You can tell she likes it when he puts earrings in her ears. Of course, she doesn't cook, so he makes all their meals, and she can't go up and down the stairs on her own, so he helps her navigate them. And whenever they go somewhere, she can't walk, so Bill pushes her along and she rides, looking around, seemingly amazed at the scenery as it passes her by. One thing you'll notice when you see them together is that Glad smiles a lot, and so does Bill. And he doesn't count any of this care from the moment Glad wakes up to the time she falls asleep at night as a burden. He sees his care as a privilege. Bill is determined to care for her every need because he loves her. Their story reminded me of something I recently read by Kate Huey. Because of that love, we can trust the one who knows us intimately and cares for us tenderly, who holds our very lives in that care. We are known and held and loved, but we are commanded too to belong to one another, to care for one another, to love for one another. That is the kind of obedience, not blind obedience, but trusting obedience, that Jesus inspires and even models, for he has lived his own life in trusting obedience to God. This kind of love and trust is where we live our lives and live out our faith. Bill first saw Glad when she was 8 years old. Her brother became his best friend, and so they grew up together. He knew she would stare at him when he came to hang out with her brother to ride their bikes, but he wasn't interested in her then. But then, when she was 17 and he 16, he saw her dolled up, dressed up in an A-line dress, and in Bill's words, boom, he was gone. She was the one for him then, absolutely. When they first started dating only on Saturday afternoons, the one chance they had when they could get together, he would hop on his bike and ride the 5 kilometers from his house to hers just to see her. And Saturday, in his words, was also hair wash day for her. He still remembers the smell of the special cream, the shampoo she used to use, so particular, so nice, so absolutely special. He rode everywhere on his bike, and so did she. And when they had babies, they put a baby chair in front of her bike, and she'd carry their babies, a boy and then a girl, around with them on their rides. This is a love story. Around about 2004, 2005, Bill said that he began to notice that things were going wrong. Glad was finally diagnosed with the disease Alzheimer's. So he had a bike chair made and attached to the front of his bike this time. Bill pedals, and Glad rides in her chair in the front, enjoying the sun, wearing her purple bike helmet with the gold crown. People come by to see her unique bike chair and to chat with them, and it's a good day. Glad has done so much for him over those years, and now, though she can't, he can. He returns her love. A love that means he can now do everything for her. In Bill's words, God has loved us so unconditionally. God has put God's love in my heart, and because I realize how much God loves me, that's how I too can love my wife. As God loves them, so they love one another. Bill abides in his love from God, and now Glad abides in her love from Bill. But make no mistake, this kind of love is hard. Jesus knew following him wasn't going to be easy for his little band of disciples and for each one of us here today. He knew we were going to face hardships and challenges that would challenge our ability to follow where he leads. We'd need courage and love to see us through. Have you ever read the poem Touched by an Angel by Maya Angelou? Has anybody ever read this poem? We, accustomed to courage, exiles from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train come ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free. Jesus knew we were going to need something, something so precious that it cost him everything. So he left us a commandment powerful enough to sustain us through the trials and tribulations of life and of our death. He knew it would need to be something that would inspire and comfort. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Bill shows us that following Jesus and obeying his commandment means more than just an abstract intellectual agreement that we somehow find the way to love one another. Jesus died so that we could be in a relationship with a living God who has the power to redeem and restore, the power to raise the dead and heal the brokenhearted. What is love? Theologian Brian Epperly believes that love opens the floodgates of divine energy to flow from us to others. Laying down our lives for each other, then, is not a sacrifice, but an expansion and growing of our authentic selfhood. Our willingness to go beyond self-interest opens us to the larger selfhood of Christ, whose love identifies with all creation. And this is the foundation of peace, according to the philosopher Alfred North Whitehead, in which our self-concern is identified with the well-being of larger and larger circles of reality. Delivered from the prison of the small self, we encounter and bring forth the divine in every situation. We are all interdependent one upon the other, you and me and Glad and Bill. And we are all connected to the one who first loved us through the pain of death and beyond, ushering in the dawn of a resurrection people. Abiding in this love has the power to transform our daily reality and is reflected in really everything we do, in our actions and attitudes, our relationships with the past and the present, and who and how we live into the future. And from Kate Huey, these words about love help us to understand Jesus' command to abide in him, to understand ourselves as living our lives within his own reality, as part of him in the body of Christ, as sheep of his flock, as branches of a vine that bears rich fruit for a world hungry for love. These words about love help us to understand what love really is, and what it means to make our homes or to abide in Jesus. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Mother's Day, may you abide in Jesus today and always. May all God's people say,